Blog Talk Radio.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all. Talking about the Lord now.
Oh, right. Welcome, 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 welcome. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church this morning. With you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. I bless the Lord for you, for allowing me to come into your home this morning. Come on, let's give God some glory. Amen. Just know that he keep on blessing us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I just wanted to come, just a step this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just giving God the glory because I woke up this morning. I'm in my right mind. I got the activity of my limbs. Amen. My mind is straight. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God this morning, amen, for what he is doing. I was supposed to have a guest speaker this morning, but praise God, hallelujah. I am here, praise God, hallelujah. So we thank and praise God because God is in control. Somebody say God is in control. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. With that being said, amen, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray, and let us go and see what the Lord has for us today. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. I feel excited in my spirit. I feel excited in my bones, amen, praise God. By fire, shut up in my bones this morning. Come on, let's give God some glory. I woke up like that this morning, hallelujah. I feel good this morning, glory to God, giving God a high five and telling him thank you for today, glory to God, because this is a day that he has made, and he said, that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you, and I pray you feel the same way I feel today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just come. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Jesus. Ah, God, my shekuya tabashanda. We come to lift you up, God, today. Glory to your name, Father. We come, glory to your name, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bowing before thy throne, Father God, in humility this morning, Lord God. Knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your blood prevail, God, against anything, God, that's not like you, God, on today. Oh, God, we pray for a special touch from heaven. We pray that the glory of the Lord will come down, Lord God, and wrap his arms around us, God, today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, God, oh, God, let your blessings overflow, God, to thy people on today, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that this message will go out, God. Yeah, call that level shot. Oh God, throughout the earth right now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that this message will go from the north, south, east, and west, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, somebody needs you today, God. Somebody's calling on you today, God. Somebody's not understanding what they're going through today. But I come, God, and your mouthpiece today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to speak a word of life over thy people, God, today, oh God. Oh God, endow them with the power of the Holy Ghost, oh God. Oh God, send a resurrected power, God, within them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, we say thank you, God, for what you're going to do, how you're manifesting yourself for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, touch what needs to be touched, God. Heal what needs to be healed, God. Deliver what needs to be delivered, God. Oh Holy Ghost, have your way today. And we say thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Ghost. Hey, cut the other ocean. For what you're going to do, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you endow me, God, with your Holy Ghost power, God, from heaven, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Right now, God, I need a touch from you, God. Oh, God, I pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh, God, that only you can give, God, in the name of Jesus. And I count it, thank you, God. I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on with me, my people. There's a thank you in your spirit this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. Is there a yes in your spirit today? Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, my, there's a healing taking place right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost, thank you. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. name of Jesus. And I say thank you, Father, for moving by your mighty power on today. Glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 and amen. I'm not going to be before you alone this morning, amen, praise God. But God, I do have a word, amen. I was getting myself ready, amen, praise God, this morning. Glory to God, because remember, I always told Malcolm, always be ready with a sermon. Amen. Praise God. Because we never know when we got to step up into a place. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, God is making space for me right now. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God is making space for me right now. Praise God. That I will walk in those empty places. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is making space right now. Somebody shout right there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody say, God is making space for me right now. I hear the Holy Ghost, y'all. My God, I give you glory. This morning, amen, I want to take us to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Glory to God. The 43rd chapter. Ha, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 43. And I'm going to read in your hearings, amen, starting at verse number 1. And said, but now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. Come on, somebody. O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Come on, somebody. For I have ransomed you. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. I have called you by name. Come on, my God, I give you glory. You are mine. When you go through, come on, somebody say, go through. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulties, come on, somebody, you will not drown. My God, I give you the glory. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burnt up. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. The flames will not consume you. Oh, my Jesus, I thank you. For I am the Lord, your God. Somebody say, I am the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. I want to stop right there. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to know that, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. That you are passing through. Somebody say, I'm passing through. I am passing through some things. I am, come on, come on, come on with me this morning. I am passing through some things. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I want you to know today that God says, hey, yes, Holy Ghost. There's a bounce back anointing that he has given us today. Somebody says a bounce back anointing, meaning I'm going to bounce back whatever I went through. I shall bounce back. There's a bounce back anointing. My God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Going through the fire. Come on. Going through the water. The title alone should give us a tiny hint of where we're going today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. However, if you haven't guessed it yet, I'm talking about the fiery tests and trials that we go through in our Christian walk. Somebody say, when we go through in our Christian walk. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. Some of you are reading and your experience, and you may be experiencing something very tough in your life right now. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And I want you to know that you are not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. My God, I give you the glory. How many know that when you go through the fiery tests, when you go through the fiery trials, you are not alone. God is with you. Come on, somebody say, God is with me. God is with me through this time. God is with me. Amen. Praise God. Because something great is coming out of this trial. Oh, come on, my God. I give you the glory. Hold on and believe. believe that. Somebody say, hold on and believe. The thing is now, we have to believe. We have to believe. Well, let's talk more about this. Amen. Praise God. But then I also am aware that there may be others who are feeling mighty fine today. You might not be going through nothing. You might just be feeling fine today. Glory to God. The heavens are open over you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I totally understand that. Praise God. But I've been in both places, and I know that you've been in both places, and yet whatever you are at the present moment, come on, my God, I give you the glory. I pray that this will help you to learn through the walk and through the fiery trials of life and without getting burned. Somebody say, I don't smell like what I've been through, and I don't look like what I've been through, and I don't come about single in my shadow, because I'm still yet standing before you. Because why? The grace of God, yes, Holy Spirit, that hovers over us daily. Oh, my God, I give you the glory. He keeps our mind. My God, I give you the glory. How many know, praise God, hallelujah, that you have been through some things, and yes, glory to God, is still yet going through some things, and you could have lost your mind, but God kept you. Oh, somebody say, God kept me, God kept me, God kept me through the trials. He kept me through the temptations. He kept me, amen, while I was going through, praise God, hallelujah. But how many know that even now, you're still yet getting experience, and you're still getting yet hope, and before you know it, praise God, you're walking into the newness of life, praise God. You're walking in the glory of God. You're walking, and you're not going to bend, you're not going to fall, but you're still yet standing. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Holy Ghost, no matter how the wind may blow, praise God, hallelujah. It's just like getting out in the garden. We talked about the garden, praise God, and you like flowers. I love flowers, praise God, hallelujah. And when you go and you dig up that dirt and you begin to till that ground, praise God, and get ready to put some fresh new flowers in, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And all of a sudden you're putting them in and you're rooting them into the dirt, praise God, hallelujah. And then you see, amen, they begin to start growing. And they start looking pretty, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, I give you glory for this, Lord. Start looking very beautiful, and it's not a lot of them, praise God, hallelujah, Shanda, but it's still, the colors are looking nice, and everything is looking so beautiful, and you're getting out there, and you're watering those things, and you're getting out there, praise God, and taking care of them, and putting fertilizer and all that kind of stuff in them so they can look beautiful, amen, praise God, some growth stuff, praise God, hallelujah, some miracle grow. I hear you, Holy Ghost, yes, thank you, Lord, some miracle grow. You're putting all that stuff in so they can grow so beautiful and so pretty, and everybody walk past and amen, yes God, and they see them and it looks so nice, praise God, hallelujah, because your garden is looking beautiful at this point, praise God, hallelujah. But when the season begins to change, my God, I give you the glory, you start seeing things start wilting away, praise God, hallelujah. You see a leaf start falling off, yes, Holy Spirit. Then all of a sudden when they get a little chilly like it is now, praise God, they start going away, praise God. They start dying off, and then you have to go clean up everything. It's called the cleanup, yes, Holy Spirit. Then you clean up everything, praise God, and just begin to go through the rain. It begins to go through, yes, Holy Spirit. It begins to go through the snow. It begins to go, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So, oh, yes, God, the sleet and all the bad weather, hallelujah, Jesus. The windstorm, everything, it begins to go through, praise God, hallelujah. And we know the storms that they're having right now. And can you imagine, praise God, what that poor little plant go through, praise God, but it's still under the ground. It's still under the dirt. My God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. But it goes through all the seasons. It goes through all this stuff. And then when the spring comes again, praise God, all of a sudden, you begin to see that same flower and that same bloom. have to understand, hallelujah, even in the fiery trials that we go through. Somebody, I hear the Holy Ghost, my God, I give you the glory. I hear God say, whatever you have went through, I have to stop. Whatever you have went through, glory to God, glory to God. And you felt like, glory to God, the storms of life was against you. I hear God said, I'm going to make beauty out of those things. I'm going to turn those things around, my God, and give you. And you're going to know that I am God, because the beauty is going to come out of those things, saith the Lord. Though you went through what you had to go through, I got a plan and a purpose for you, saith the Lord. I will bless you, little motion, right in front of your enemies when they thought that you died underground. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I see you sprouting up even greater, saith the Lord, thy God. Ah, yes, go to the motion. But I say, little motion, God say, hold on, hold on, hold on. The trials of life is not coming to destroy you, saith the Lord. It is coming to make you. It is coming, glory to God, to build you up. It is coming, glory to God, to cultivate you. It is coming, glory to God, that the anointing that I have placed upon your life, it shall be a God, yes, Holy Ghost, a bounce back anointed. You shall bounce back even greater, saith the Lord. Don't worry about the fiery trials. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. There is some great things that's going to come out of what God is doing. There is some great things how God is going to touch you. There is some great things how God is going to motivate you. There is some great things when God gives you your joy back. Somebody say, I'm going to laugh. In this season, saith the Lord, you're going to laugh. My God, I give you the glory, because when you come out, praise God, you're going to know that God is God, and you're going to laugh at what you complained about. You're going to laugh at, praise God, when people laughed at you. You're going to laugh, praise God, when they talked about you. You're going to laugh, praise God, hallelujah, because they didn't know that God was hiding something behind the scenes. They didn't know, praise God, that God was hiding something deep down in the dirt. They didn't know, praise God, that you was going to bounce back into such a beautiful thing, saith the Lord. Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, saith the Lord thy God. Yes, you may go through the fiery trials, but I hear the day, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It is only for a moment. Somebody say, it's only for a moment. It is only for a moment, saith the Lord. My God, I give you the glory. Hallelujah. You might have been in both places. Hallelujah. Where you went through something. And you might be in a place, amen, hallelujah, that you're not going through anything. And it's a good thing. Hallelujah. But I pray today, hi, yes, Holy Ghost, that how you walk through the fiery trials of life without getting burnt. Hear what the Spirit of the living God was saying today. He said in Isaiah 43:2-3, if you didn't hear what he said, when you go through the deep waters and great troubles, he said, I will be with you. Come on, somebody. When you go through the rivers of difficulties, come on, somebody. You will not drown, praise God. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not get burned up. The flames will not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. He said, be not afraid. Somebody said, be not afraid. Don't get afraid of what you're going through. Because sometimes, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, when we go through the fiery trials, when we can't see our necks, when we can't see nothing, we get afraid of what's before us, because then we start worrying. But God said, glory to God, glory to God. Don't be afraid, he said. I am with you. This scripture is so powerful. When you're either in a trial or when you sense that you're heading towards one, this is God showing you through the word that no matter what he allows you to go through, somebody say through, no matter what he allows you to go through, and no matter how heavy, come on, my God, I give you the glory. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. And no point that you can't handle it. He, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, it will not overtake you. Come on, somebody say this thing ain't going to overtake me. It will never overtake me because why? God said, I'm with you. I am with you. I am with you. God is with you. I was not supposed to be the preacher today. My God, I give you the glory. But when I sat before God this morning, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God said, go through. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Have you ever heard or seen these encouragement words before? If it brings you to it, you know, I always said, well, if it brings you through it, he will bring you through it. That's true. Amen. The Lord will never put more on us than we can bear. Somebody shout, somebody give somebody close to you a high five, because he's not going to give us more than we can bear. Holy Spirit, I tend to look at it this way. If God allows me to go through it, then eventually he knows that I can handle it in the strength and the power of his might. Oh, come on, it's not in my might. It's in the Lord's might. It's in his power that we get strength. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and 10 through 12, he said, I know in myself that I am not strong enough. Come on, somebody. But I can, oh, come on, my God. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I always tell my grandchildren, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But they said, I can't do this. Glory to God, glory to God. I always tell them, praise God, you can do all things. Come on, somebody. Because we have to get somebody else a word from the Lord, praise God. Let them know, praise God, it is not in our strength. It is the grace of God that God allows us, they call it Moshanda, to go do some things. Amen. Praise God. And somebody shout, shout, shout. I don't look like what I've been through. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. Can you say that? I don't look like what I've been through, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I'm not acting like what I've been through, praise God. I'm not going to be angry. I'm not going to be bitter. I'm going to be happy in the Lord, because why? He says, I've given you strength to go through what you have to go through. Don't get bitter. Get better. My God, I give you the glory. Somebody say, yes, Holy Spirit. Thank God. That God is moving by his Holy Spirit. God is still yet giving us the bounce back anointing. When I think about the bounce back anointing, I think of a rubber band. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. How are we going to have a rubber band? Yes, Holy Ghost. And we pull that rubber band and it just pops, praise God, hallelujah. That's what God is saying for us today. No matter how it's pulled, God, I give it glory. No matter how far it goes, and no matter how it pops, amen, hallelujah, you will have to bounce back anointed, and you will come back in full power, full strength, a new anointing, a new praise, a new worship, giving God the glory. Come on, give God the glory, y'all. Hallelujah. Somebody say, has to break. I'm going to go to a song. I'll be right back. Come on, somebody say, get the bounce back anointing. You want to talk about this anointing today. Get the bounce back anointing. No matter how far the roots are in that dirt, it's going to grow back, but it's going to grow back in a beautiful way. My God, I give God the glory.
Holy Spirit, move, 'cause when have your way. Something has to break. Tear down every lie. Set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something has to break. Amen. Hallelujah. We know it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It won't always be like this. Somebody said, oh, come on, somebody. It won't always be like this. Amen. Because something has to break. Amen. Hallelujah. How you know? Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hey, Lord, I thank you this morning. Praise God. The bounce back anointing. Amen. Praise God. It's important to know that when you are in a fiery trial or sensing that you may be going into one, come on, somebody, that God is definitely with you and that it won't last forever. Somebody, see, they don't tell you that part, praise God, hallelujah. It won't last forever. Somebody say, it is timed by God. It is time. I want to hear, oh, come on, somebody. I want to say it one more time. It is timed by God. That means that God has an expiration date for all the troubles that we go through, praise God. He knows exactly when to step into your situation, my God. Let me remind you, praise God, it is time by God, and he knows when to step into our situation. You hear what I'm saying, right, praise God? When to step into ours, not just yours, amen, praise God, but when to step into our situation. I'm reminded of a scripture that helped me tremendously as I was going through James 1, praise God, 2 and 4, which says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. What do you mean, preacher, fall into diverse temptations? That means that when you find things that's going on, it goes like this. You come out of one thing, before you get out of that one, here comes something else. And before that one, praise God, here comes something else. Glory to your name, Father. So when he said, count it all joy when you go into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of working patience. Have you got the patience yet? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody say, I'm going to master to be patient, be patient, be patient. That is something to master. Amen. Praise God. But let patience have her perfect work. Come on, somebody. That she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. This one carried me. Somebody say, carry me through. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. And the reason it helped me so much was because I knew that although it was extremely hard for me, I don't know about you, I don't know about your trials, I don't know what God takes you through, but we all got different waters. We all got the fire that we go through, praise God, hallelujah. But how many know? Oh, shit, koya love of Santa. God had a bigger plan. Somebody shout, what I'm going through, God has a bigger plan. Oh, come on, somebody, I give God the glory. I just want to wait, yes, Holy Ghost, and endure it all to see the full outcome. Somebody say, you got to wait and see the full outcome. You got to even ask God sometimes. There is a reason that he take us through the fiery furnace. It's a reason why he take us through the waters. It's a reason why. And sometimes we have to go back to God and say, what am I going to learn out of what I'm going through? There is a lesson in every trial. There's a lesson every go through. There is a lesson. But we're going to bounce back today. Somebody and back today. Ah, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, we just have to wait to see the great outcome. Listen, no matter where you are with this, just know that God has a plan and a purpose for the hard things that you have experienced in life. Come on, somebody. We may not always understand it all. Oh, my Shekoyanabashanda. Yes, Holy Ghost. As we are going through it. But, somebody say, but there's always a comma and a but. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost. But that when we have to step back and try to look it at the way that God looks at it, the way God sees it. You see the bigger picture, and that's when our faith and our trust in the Lord has to go to overdrive. Well, come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. When I think about overdrive, my God, I thank you, Jesus. When I think about it, praise God, because you could be driving, praise God, hallelujah. But all of a sudden, the road is smooth, it's clear. Praise God, you are going, you are traveling, there's no problem. But here comes some rocks and some things ahead of you, some bumps and some lumps. And you tell yourself, this car is not going to go past that thing. You tell yourself, this truck is not going to go past all that stuff. So then you have to change the gear. Oh, come on, my God, I give you the glory. You have to put it in second gear or the third gear, praise God, hallelujah, in order to cross over some rocky places. So we're going to put our faith today, hey, in overdrive. Somebody say, hallelujah, that when our faith and our trust in the Lord go into overdrive. Somebody say, I'm putting things in overdrive today. I'm going to crank it up a little more. I'm going to crank it up a little more because where I'm at right now, praise God, hallelujah, I have to get over this hump. My God, I give you the glory. My God, I give you the glory. In Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. He will bring us through it because nothing is impossible with God, especially when we're walking through the fire. Remember, Jesus is coming back soon, y'all. We don't want to hear that because everybody keeps saying, well, we'll be coming back. Hallelujah. But while we're yet here, we're preparing ourselves. And those who endure to the end shall be saved. So let us get ready, y'all. Hallelujah. From the inside out. Put your faith in overdrive today. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Put your trust in overdrive today. You got to go over some mountains. You got to go over the rocks. Hi, yes, Holy Spirit, because he told us, praise God, hallelujah. When you go through, somebody say through. Don't get a beach chair, praise God, and start moaning and complaining and sitting there in sackcloth and ashes. Don't you do that in this season. It is time to move forward because Jesus said today that he is giving us a bounce back anointing. He's allowing us to put things in overdrive. He's allowing us to get a fresh anointing. He's allowing us to get a fresh breakthrough. This is the over shakoyalabashata. Where's the open heaven anointing that will reign over your life? Because whatever you're going through right now, there's a purpose, there's a plan. And trust me, saith the Lord thy God, there's a time that you're going to say, Hajekoyalabashata, the peace is here. I have peace of mind. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in that place? Amen. Praise God. That it was such a peace that you got scared. Well, that's where God is getting ready to take us. Hajekoyalabashata. When we was used to doing so much warfare, when we was used to glory to God, walking the floors at night. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. God is saying today, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. There's a time limit that when the peace becomes, when you get to your land of milk and honey, when you get to that place of rest, that you're going to be all right. Don't get scared of the peace. Help me, Holy Ghost, because the peace of God shall overtake you, overgird you. Come on, son. Hallelujah. Be in you. Go, go, shut. God in James 1 and 5 says, the light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Oh, Holy Ghost fire, you are the light. You are the light. God has made us the light. The Bible says in Holy Ghost. And Romans 8:37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Come on, somebody. 1 John 4:4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one that's in the world. You got to understand that there's something on the inside of you that's greater than what's in the world today. Praise God. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thank be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us victory. Come on, my God, I give you the glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what you are going through, come on, somebody, you shall bounce back. Keep the faith and hold on. Your marriage shall bounce back. Your ministry shall bounce back. Your children shall bounce back. Come on with me this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your family shall bounce back. Your finances shall bounce back. You shall bounce back, saith the Lord thy God. It is the Lord that is our keeper. It is the Lord that is our strength. It is the Lord that's going to do all these things for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody shout with me this morning. Glory to his name. I have the bounce back anointed. Hey, call you out of the Santa. Holy Ghost fire today. Praise God. Hallelujah. With that being said, amen. Praise God. I thank God for you, and you. Praise God. We bless God for this day on Sunday. Amen. Praise God. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Calvin McNeil on MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Praise God. This is a church, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We cannot go to the church, so the church is came to us today. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank you, praise God, on today that we're going to receive it. We're receiving the bounce back anointing, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody give God the glory this morning. Tell God, thank you. Hallelujah for the bounce back anointing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give God the glory. I thank God for today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the word that he has given me today. Hallelujah. I was supposed to have a guest speaker, amen, praise God, but I thank God, yes, that he endowed me today to speak a word over you today, praise God. Tomorrow, I will be celebrating my birthday, y'all, come on, hallelujah, I will be in chapter 60, I'll be 60 years old tomorrow, and I give God the glory, and if it's will that I wake up, I'll give him more glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Tomorrow, my birthday, I'm celebrating today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank you, praise God, for you, and tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. My husband, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil, will be on tomorrow evening. Amen. Praise God. At 6 p.m. Praise God. It's a birthday celebration on the radio, y'all, for me. Praise God. So I thank and praise God. Amen. For the man of God that always celebrate me, praise God, not only on my birthday, but anytime he'll go and get me some flowers or something. He say, God told me to do this for you. So I thank God for him. Amen. I ain't got to ask for nothing. It just be a surprise. Amen. So I thank God for the man of God. But tomorrow he'll be on, amen, at 6 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Your fix at 6. Amen. Celebrate me tomorrow. So I thank you, praise praise God for you, you and you for coming on today. Amen. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, you may do so. You can reach me 302-883-9799. Amen. And we do have a Cash App if you want to get in touch with me. Amen. Praise God, because we are a ministry. Amen. Doing the work of the Lord. So with that being said, I'm going to pray, y'all, and I'm going to leave y'all with a song. Amen. Praise God, because I'm yet still rejoicing. So rejoice with me. Amen. Thank God has blessed me. Amen. To see another year. And I cannot believe that I'll be 60. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. With that being said, let me pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. We thank you that we have the bounce back anointing, God. Yeah, come on, shut your mouth. And I ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, yes, Holy Ghost, that we will have faith and trust in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless every home, yes, Holy Ghost, that represented here today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bless, God, yes, Holy Ghost. Bless their health, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Bless their finances, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost. Whatever they're dealing with on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you told us, God, yes, my shata. Everything has an expiration date. Hey, my God, I give you the glory. So I thank you, Father, that we are moving through. Hey, let's go. I'm going to show you into new things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. You said this is our time of settlement. I hear that word, y'all. This is our time of settlement. That you will settle us, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. So I pray a special blessing, Lord God, upon thy people, God, all around the world, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, for all the ones, Lord God, that bless the ministry, God. I thank you for all the ones, Lord God, that came on today, God. I thank you for all the ones that shared the word, shared the number with somebody else, God. I ask that you give them a special blessing from heaven, God. Open heaven, Father God, for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, take the Lord, share them, my son, take the Lord. Continue to endow us, God, with your power from on high, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for how you're turning things around for them. I thank you how you're blessing them, God. I thank you how you're lifting them up, God. I thank you for how you're increasing, God. I give you thanks, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. God, I hear you. Thank you for the increase, God, in the name of Jesus. And I say, thank you, Father, for all things. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. No one, notice y'all, amen. God has favored you. I'm going to leave you with that song today. May you listen to it and let the Lord bless you. Until next time, oh, y'all, I just want to say one thing. Tomorrow morning, amen, praise God, I do Facebook Live for the people on my Facebook page. If you don't have Facebook, amen, praise God, it's okay, amen. But I've been doing, amen, ministering on my page, on my Facebook Live, amen. But with that being said, I'll be on tomorrow morning Facebook Live at 7 a.m. Be blessed, everybody. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Wait a minute. I got a song, y'all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I can't believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You got to hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. to see before it happens. You got to know it's gonna happen, though it seems it won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see, but God said this one's on me. But God said, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God said, hold me. Gotta see it before it happens. Believe before it happens. See it before it happens. You got to know.
Gonna happen.